Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Another question in today from Facebook, and it is from Wasani Baloy. And Wasani was asking three questions. The first one, Wasani, has got to do with a knee injury, but I'm not going to get into that because it's quite difficult to give you advice with such a broad question. So if you want to send us more details on that knee injury and where it's sore and what's causing it, we'd be more than willing to answer it. But his second and third question, I think, is pretty good, particularly from a comrade's novice perspective. Lindsay, Wasani wanted to know, as a beginner and a novice runner, what is required to run the Comrades Marathon? So I think we can look at criteria and what you need to do in order to run it. And he wants to know, will it be too late to start preparing in December to run Comrades in 2016?
Look, if you've done absolutely no running before, then December's too late to start. If you want to do Comrades from scratch, you need to look at starting more or less a year out. So we're starting to get into last chance saloon now as we move into September. If you've been fairly active, or even if you're active in a different way, perhaps doing a sport like hockey or football where there's some running involved, then perhaps then you could start in December and that will be okay. Or I guess if you were previously a fairly good runner and you haven't run for many years, provided you started off at a low enough base and built up slowly enough, then perhaps you could maybe do December to 2016. But it's not the way that I'd recommend you to do it. So if you are a runner and just want to move up in distance, that's cool. If you're a complete newbie, start now, or otherwise start next year and build up for 2017. But, you know, as a couple of basics, Comrades has got a really good filter in place already. If you can't run a marathon in under 5 hours, then you can't run Comrades anyway, even if you wanted to. So that's kind of your prerequisite. The things you want to have in place are that you are running between 30 and 40 kilometers a week. And again, this will depend on the medal, but I'm talking now exclusively about just finishing Comrades. You want to be doing a minimum of between 30 and 40 kilometers a week really consistently. You want to have completed the marathon in under 5 hours. Ideally, you also would have wanted to complete one run of about 50 kilometers, something like Om Di Dam, Lost Corp, perhaps Two Oceans, which is 56 kilometers. And if you've managed to finish that marathon and you've managed to finish the ultra within the cutoff time, then your chance of success at Comrades are really good, as long as you stick to the basics, nothing new on race day, don't go too fast at the start, and you're quite clear in your goal and what you've got to do to execute it on race day.
There we go. Wasani, thank you very much for that. Best of luck. And we look forward to hearing how you go in the build-up to your very first Comrades Marathon. So thank you for that question. Lindsay Perry, thank you for your time today. We're back again in a couple of days' time. Until then, for myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter at Ask Coach Perry.